Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie from our lovely studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And we want to give a big shout out to our latest show sponsor, The Snail Box, a unique family-run Irish restaurant serving locally sourced produce in their restaurant just north of Ashburn on the N2 at Kilmoon Cross. They offer delicious food, an extensive menu to suit everyone's taste. In fact, it is my favourite restaurant. Oh. It's one of Katie's favourite restaurants.
Beautiful.
Isn't it?
The only thing that breaks my heart is that I can't walk to it. Do you know what? That's a good thing, because if I could walk to it, I would never be out of the feckin' place. So it's good.
Now, the one thing I love about the snail box is the views.
Views
from outside the window. And from the window overlooking the valley, you can see
County Meath, you can
see County Louth, and you can see County Dublin. You can see the whole.
And on a nice day to sit outside the front there and have a drink is just.
Well.
Oh, now you're making me want to go to the snail box.
Yeah, if you've never been, please pop in and please say the Opinions Matter podcast lads sent you. And by the way, if you are going to pop in to the snail box, bring a baseball cap with you, because they are attempting to break a world record for the largest collection of baseball hats. And if you've ever been, and in fact, if you're on our Facebook page, look at the video that I put up from last Sunday. What a collection. Now, every time myself and my wife go away, we bring them home a baseball cap. They put it up on the roof and the collection is just massive. But if you bring them up a baseball cap, they'll give you one of their own ones in return. Okay, it's as simple as that. You get a baseball cap, a snail box baseball cap in return for your one. So myself and my wife were on holidays recently. We came back from our holidays with, I think we brought home 8 this time. So please do help them to break that world record. Just pop into the snail box at Kilmoon Cross, north of Ashburn. Give them a baseball cap, and they'll give you one of theirs in return. Anyway, thank you very much indeed to Philip and all of the staff at the Snail Box for being sponsors on this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, every time Katie and I get together, it descends into anarchy. We end up talking about the most random shit ever, and it's all your fault, Katie. I'm going to blame you for this.
It's all my fault.
It is.
Chaos happens when Jeremy's away. It's like two bold school children.
So what do you want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast?
So earlier on Facebook for the laugh, I posted, I asked people to tell us the most interesting or risky place they've ever had sex. And some of the answers we got were absolutely brilliant. So I said, do you know what? That'd be a bit of crack to do on the show. So tell us where you've done it.
Can you beat an aeroplane?
Well, you see, for me,
it's
waiting until marriage, only doing it for reproductive reasons and saying the rosary before you do it.
That's your life, isn't it?
That's my foreplay.
Oh, right. Saying all that
saying the rosary.
Can you beat a train?
Can I beat a train? I've got 2 young kids.
They're not listening to this podcast. They're not listening to this podcast.
Listens. Do you know what? I'll think about a revelation. I'll think about it.
Well, I was just giving you 2 there.
An aeroplane.
An aeroplane and a train.
Planes, trains and automobiles.
Well, and automobiles as well, actually, now that you mention it. Yeah. So planes, trains and automobiles. Can you beat that?
I'll hold my answer till the end. A lady never tells. Any women coming on this show today, they're not ladies.
You're only scarlet for yourself.
I'm
that's
so
all.
Scarlet. My mother-in-law listens to this. I'm going red.
And I will get it out of Katie before the end of this Opinions Matter podcast.
Pardon the pun.
Well, I'm going to get it out of you.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. No, 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 thanks. Jesus. Right, okay, let's go. Alva, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alva?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, Alva. How are you getting on?
Trains are filthy. Do not do it in trains.
They're
absolutely right.
Oh. Jeez, it's a bit late to be telling me that now.
Well, I'm going to a pub cleaner than a train.
Okay, so a train is a bit manky. So, go on, tell me your story.
Well, back in the 90s, I mean, you didn't want to be doing it. I mean, up the side of Knockdown, up at the side of St. Mary's Grave, we were just having a lovely day and just decided to do it. And two nuns came around the corner of the mound. And I was like, oh my God.
So hang on. Two nuns caught you rapid.
Yeah. And Mark said, I'm a bit like Michael Parkinson. I started so I finished.
Nuns are no nuns.
Nuns are no nuns, yeah. They could have
it's a man on a mission.
That is, as Casey said, that's a man on
that
a mission,
a
all right?
I know, but I mean...
Okay, so hang on. You were interrupted by nuns, but your line dropped a little bit when you were telling us what happened or where this was.
At the side of the mound up on the top of Knockmaria, Queen Maeve's for here, in Sligo.
Oh, it's in Sligo, right. and the nuns, two nuns disrupted you, but you just kept going at it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was no sign up to say you weren't allowed to do anything up the side of the mountain. I mean, okay, it just says don't climb the mound. It didn't say don't
have a shag while you're climbing the mound.
And the one thing you don't want to ever have to say during sex is, oh, sister.
All the staff quarters was out the back of the kitchen. And this great was, I had a bit of nookie up in the top bunk while my head chef was in the bottom bunk.
Whoa. Hang on. You're in the top bunk. Your head chef is in the bottom bunk. But you're in the top bunk getting up to God knows what.
With the barman, yeah.
While the head chef is lying underneath you.
He was asleep, I hope.
You thought he was asleep.
He could have been enjoying some free porn.
He didn't talk about it. It was the unspoken word, yeah.
Right, what you say, you've never spoken about it?
Never.
I'm not surprised. Your man was lying on the bunk underneath with his head under his pillow thinking, please let this end,
God
please
only knows
let
what
this
was
end.
Falling through the mattress on top of him. Poor man.
Me and the same barman had been in college together beforehand in Galway. We were going for a lecture in Galway and there was no one in the lecture room. My dog was an intermission. So we were in the lecture room and we were under the table in the lecture room. But in walks the lecturer and in comes some students for a class. So we had to stay under the table in the lecture room for like about an hour. 45 minutes, I think it was, to an hour underneath the table quietly.
Jesus. Have you calmed down since then?
Free randy woman.
I'm not optimistic anymore. But you know what? As soon as candy flows came into the equation, that was it. Life was ruined.
Right.
Ruined.
We
used to go skinny dipping and everything.
Great to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed for your call. Let me see.
I recommend it. It's good fun. Do it.
Oh, okay. Right. Try it on a bunk above my head, chef. Try it on a mountain with the nuns. Or where was the last one?
Under the table in the lecture room.
I love the honesty. Here's a WhatsApp voice note.
Hi guys, how's it going? So, the story, how it all happened. A gang of us went out camping one weekend, and as the night fell darker, myself and went wandering. We took lamps and the whole lot with us, and stumbled across an old church grounds, and one thing led to another, and we ended up in the confessional boxes. Oh Lord, we must have been gone for nearly three quarters of an hour. And when we come back to the campsite, we're all wondering where the feck we got to. But long story short, I think I lit candles then for a solid 3 months later. And that's the confessions.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
So at the time, I was working till 2 a.m. and my then boyfriend came to collect me after my shift. He drove to Bray on a whim without telling me, thinking, oh yeah, nice surprise. I just wanted to go home. But we ended up walking up the hill and got to the top where the cross is. For some reason, the mood struck us and found ourselves in quite an intimate situation. But it definitely has to be the weirdest place I've done it.
Nice. The weirdest place was Brayhead up at the Cross. Were you ever up at Brayhead, Katie?
Brayhead Givenhead, was that what she was saying?
She didn't quite say that.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Maybe she was, but I just
heard head and I was like...
No, I'm talking about Brayhead.
Have I ever been up at Brayhead? No.
No.
I haven't. Right.
I'm just trying to eliminate, I'm trying to get out of you the answer to the weirdest place. So it's not Brayhead.
No, it's not Brayhead.
It's not an airplane, it's not a train.
I don't do planes. I don't do planes either.
Okay, I'll get the answer out of you in a moment. Now, Alva, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alva?
Hi, I'm sure the one that was there with the nuns on the side of the mountain.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I didn't hang up on her. I accidentally got... I don't know what's going on. Okay. Oh, now someone's ringing back on this phone.
Oh, my God. Oh my.
Can I answer and just see who it is? Hang on.
Yeah, go on. Just answer.
Okay, hang on. Can I put... Hello? Hi, Claire. Can I call you back on another line?
No, just keep her there. Just leave her there.
I have a net on this line waiting. I'm going to call you back, Claire, okay? Okay, bye.
Now you know what goes on behind the scenes on Opinions Matter, by the way.
Oh, Master Holden. Okay, go. There. Sorry.
So who have we got here?
This is Annette.
This is Annette. Okay, so let's start this conversation again. Annette. Oh, no, that's not Annette. No, there's no Annette there. Look. Hello, Annette.
Hello.
How are you?
Sure, I'm fabulous. And yourself?
I'm good. We're drawn, well, Katie more than me even. We're drawn by your seductive voice.
That's a post-COVID accent.
She has a very sexy rasp to her voice.
Yeah,
she
says
voice.
It's post-COVID. Yeah. You had that COVID thing as well.
The week before last.
Yeah, and how are you?
Yeah.
How come you don't sound sexy and raspy?
Because I never...
Yeah, Katie, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, what's the story there?
Do you know what? I was going around with red eyes, my nose running. I'd say my husband was like, what the hell? Actually... How is it that some people can live in a house and not get it? And the whole other house can get it. How does that happen?
I don't know.
My kids had it. I had it. But my husband never got it.
No.
Bastard. And then I was obviously staying in a different room to him because he had to work. And then he was like, oh, geez, having the bed to myself is great. I was like, don't even fucking think about it.
Sorry. So, Alva, how are you?
No, that's Annette.
Oh, Annette. Oh, start again. Jesus, okay.
Okay, Alva was the one who had sex with the nuns.
You said I had a lovely voice and then you can't even remember my bloody name. What's wrong with you tonight?
Yeah, Adrian. What's wrong with you?
Sorry,
Adrian. Get a grip.
I apologise, Annette. Annette, tell me your story. Tell me the weirdest, most wonderful, most exotic place you ever did it.
In the freezing cold around the frickin' Rangitori up against a boulder.
Oh, whoa. Hang on. In the freezing cold?
Yeah.
Up against a boulder.
In the Ring of Kerry.
Sorry, where?
Around the Ring of Kerry in Thornfield.
Oh, the Ring of Kerry.
So the Ring of Kerry wasn't the only ring her gentleman friend saw that day.
Well, you know, well, at least we weren't on fire.
He was exploring.
You know, we were doing something. We weren't on fire.
Right, so up against a boulder on the Ring of Kerry.
That's correct, yes. Right.
Now, there is nowhere more.
It was the best view, I'll tell you, I had for a freaking long time.
Yeah, if he doesn't take your breath away, the views will, so you're sorted.
Well, you know, at least there was some good came out of it, you know.
Well, that's true. Right, so the Ring of Kerry, you managed to do it. Oh, yeah, that's... Now, I have to say, there is nowhere more beautiful on the island of Ireland.
Mm, yeah.
It was absolutely gorgeous. I'll tell you, I had a great view because his back was turned to the view. I was facing it and I kept my eyes open, you know.
But against a boulder, though, that couldn't have been comfortable.
I had a decent long jacket on me.
The person you mean into between a rock and a hard place.
Don't make me cough.
Jesus Christ, her COVID cough
is kicking in. Her COVID cough. Annette, I'll be in Kerry in a couple of weeks. I will never view the Ring of Kerry in the same way.
Give it a go. The wind gets into some strange places.
I'm going to text my missus and tell her we're doing it on the Ring of Kerry. We'll see how that goes.
I'll tell you, you will bring her to the heights like she's never had before.
Right, we're on. I'm there. Let's be all connected.
The rest of your virus.
Mind that COVID cough. Good luck.
I still have my cough. I have to keep telling you to turn off your mic so I can cough. This cough is like lasting.
Okay, let's have a listen to... this is an old friend of our show. This is... You know our friend Ali?
See, I just am only lashing them through to you. I'm not getting to hear them because...
Okay, this is Ali.
Oh, Ali!
Ali is our she describes herself
she
as...
She disappeared after we left 104.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
We haven't... Is this her first time getting...
No, no, we've had her on the show a couple of times. Our lesbian friend.
How did I miss this?
Yeah.
And where can I hear this?
Well, you can hear it right now. Ali just sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
Hello, friend. I'm sorry I can't come on tonight. Tuesday is lesbian lover night where myself and my lesbian lover engage in the act of love. I can't really make or take a call. Let's say there's gonna be a lot of wet knuckles in my tonight, but, you know, I heard you guys talking about like the weirdest place you've ever had sex, and yep. I don't know if this is weird or not. It was a couple of months ago when I was in the NCT center. I was having my hearse NCT'd. And what happened was...
Sounds like she's already having a good time there.
I was reading an erotic novel, and it got to a part of the novel that was particularly enthralling. So, you know, I texted my lesbian lover who was sitting beside me, and I told her to go to the bathroom. So we went to the bathroom, and, you know, we didn't have sex, but, you know, we were places and licking, and you know yourself, there was a lot of eating. But, you know, so we did it in the NCT center, and, you know, I guess that day it wasn't just my car that got the once over, you know what I mean? Yeah, it was quite thrilling, but... basically, a word to the wise, don't bring erotic novels to NCT centers.
Thanks, Adam. You don't.
Because it will make you want to do things in places. That's all. Bye, guys. Oh, this is Allie here, in case you didn't know.
Allie. Yeah, we knew Allie. Bye. That's brilliant. I can't imagine myself getting aroused in an NCT center. Like, seriously, of all places on the planet.
What was the name of the book, Allie?
Yeah, send us a message.
Although Jesus with her, I probably don't want to know. No. Did she say it's lesbian lover night?
It is lesbian lover night on a Tuesday.
Why does she refer to her other half as lesbian lover?
She always has done. Anytime she's ever spoken to us, it's her and her lesbian lover and her rabbits. Oh. You've heard this woman before.
But she's still referring to her as lesbian lover. This was years and years ago that...
Yeah.
Surely they would have progressed from the lesbian lover stage.
No, she's still the lesbian lover.
Did she say there's wet knuckles?
Yeah.
Oh, dear Jesus. I'm traumatized.
We're back in just one moment.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
Claire, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Claire?
Very on Opinions Matter.
Well, Claire, we're talking about the weirdest place you ever did it. Where was that?
Smithfield, under the bell.
Under the bell?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't even... Yeah, it was great.
Now, sorry, hang on. Where is the bell in Smithfield?
It has always been in Smithfield. This was about 10 years ago.
Now, what side of Smithfield is it? I'm trying to get my bearings here. Where is the bell in Smithfield? Are you there, Claire? Oh, Claire is gone. Are you there, Claire? We're having a bad day, aren't we?
Oh, I don't know what's
going on. That's Anne-Marie.
No, I have Anne-Marie. No, Anne-Marie, you stay there.
Why is her mic on?
You're always going to be Anne-Marie. Claire, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Ah, there you are. Right, okay. Now, Claire, tell me where the bell is in Smithfield.
I also had sex on the cliffs in Donaghy.
You also had... Whoa. Sorry, you also had sex where?
On the cliffs in Donaghy.
On the cliffs in Donaghy, no less.
Yep.
The bell in Smithfield and the cliffs in Donaghy. Go on, keep going.
And an aeroplane.
And where?
An aeroplane.
Okay, this thing of the aeroplane, how does this actually work? Because an aeroplane is so small, you are bound to get caught. Somebody's going to be
but
starting.
If you're sitting beside each other.
I got a strong candidate, just pulled him in a man thread, and it was great.
Right, so an aeroplane. Oh, she's gone now. We're losing people left, right, and centre. An aeroplane, Smithfield under the bell, and Donaghy on the cliff.
Donaghy on the cliff. What are the cliffs? I've never been out there.
Go to Donaghy. Is that where it was?
No, I've never been there.
Oh, right. So that rules that out. Anne-Marie, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Anne-Marie. Tell me, where is the weirdest place or the strangest place or the most unusual place that you ever did it?
A golf course.
Ooh. How did that...
You got a hole in one.
Literally. Yeah, no, years ago, like, me and my bloke basically both living at home with the family, so we didn't really have anywhere to do it, so where we used to meet up, there is a golf course nearby, and it was open, and it was my time, so we're like, sure, why not, like...
Yeah, why not?
And we just went into the trees and went ham, you know what I mean?
Right, so you didn't do it on, like, the 17th green or anything, no?
We did it near one. We just couldn't do it actually out on the actual green because the building was right next to it.
Oh, right.
She was doing it on all fours.
You were near
a couple of dirty birdies.
You were near the 18th hole. And
get me on.
And come here, as a matter of interest, because I've known people who've done it on the golf course before.
I've heard this is a thing.
Yeah, but it was when the golf course was empty. Was there people actually playing golf?
Oh, no, it was night time. Like, it was shut, but the gates are open, but we said, sure, look, like, might as well, like.
Now, was it cold? Was it?
I was freezing. It's the middle of winter.
It was freezing. Was it wet? Was it damp?
Yeah.
Oh, that's was. Good. That's good. Yeah. Yeah.
It freezed me balls off, literally, like.
this is interesting.
A golf course.
A golf course.
Very yeah.
It's the grass on those golf courses are pristine.
Yeah, it is.
If
yeah.
there's any kind of grass you're going to want to do it on, it's going to be a golf course grass.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But she did it in the bushes.
Oh. I had to do it in the tree with the bleeding. There's a little forest or something. So I was like, trees. And then the worst thing is, it was right behind his friend's house. So we didn't know we were literally behind his friend's house.
Oh,
and
God.
His dog started barking, and the dad was coming out, and he was like, "What's wrong?" And he was talking to the dog.
God.
And we were like, "Why is he talking to the dog?" And he's like, "Who is it? Tell me who it is." And we were like, trying not to laugh so that, like, you wouldn't hop over the wall and feel right there at the wall.
That's hilarious.
I would have gotten caught because I wouldn't have been able to hold my laughter. I would have ended up.
Yeah, we were literally in stitches, like.
Okay, so I've one final question. Well, in fact, Sarah Jane wants to ask this question. Sandra actually wants to ask this question. So you had sex on a golf course. Which hole did you do it at?
All of them.
Okay, fair enough.
He gave you his club.
Good luck.
Chaos. Oh, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. What are we talking about?
Where am I going now? Where am I going? I'm going to Shauna. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Shauna?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very good, Shauna. Yeah. Shauna, tell me, please, where is the most unusual, strange place you've ever done it?
So I have to clarify, because my partner actually said to me that it's weird that I commented this, because everybody's going to think it was with the taxi man. It wasn't with the taxi man, but in the back of a taxi and saying...
Whoa, hang on. So it wasn't with the taxi man.
No.
Right, that's fair enough. We don't want to get the taxi man into trouble. But you're in the back of the taxi, having doing it with who?
My partner.
And the taxi man is obviously in the front.
Yes.
And how does the taxi man not know what's going on in the back?
Well, we were so drunk, I don't think we really care.
Good God. So
the
this
chap probably had a dash cam on him the whole time. Have you checked on your fans?
Yeah, don't worry, he got a kick. Not my partner's one now, just a Tim Money one, you know?
some poor taxi man packed in the business because he couldn't cope with it anymore. Some people are sniffing lines of coke in the back of his taxi. Others are having a shag in the back of the taxi.
I have to ask, Shauna, did you have to pay a soilage charge?
No, it wasn't that good. Okay.
It was just a quick one.
Just a quick one, you know yourself.
Yeah, I know myself. I've never done it in the back of a taxi.
Have you ever been caught in the act?
No. Have you ever been caught in the act?
Nearly, but not. Well, the taxi man didn't actually catch us.
Come here, I have to ask you a question. What year was this?
2015.
Oh, so it's not that long ago.
Recent.
No. and I'm only 28, so I was only a baby.
Okay, and whereabouts was this?
In Lanzarote.
Oh, and
Lisa wasn't on home.
Because I was wondering how you could get horny going around the streets of Dublin in a horrible, smelly taxi.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I might get sick going around the streets of this kid.
Yeah, exactly. So it was probably a lovely mark, because they all have marks over
WhatsApp.
There.
CB on WhatsApp, I don't know his... CB, what's your real name? I hate these people on WhatsApp who don't have their real name on the show. We need
information. Why, what's CB saying?
He said the taxi man wasn't the only one to get a tip.
Very good, Shauna. No. Thanks very much, Shauna.
Bye.
Now we're going to Dan. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dan?
Good, Adrian. Yourself?
I'm very good, Dan. Dan, where's the most unusual place you've ever done it?
IKEA, in the bathroom of a non-street.
Whoa. Hang on. Casey, did you get that? Did you? hang on now.
Sweet Jesus.
So hang on, I'm walking around IKEA and I'm going through like the lovely bathrooms and the lovely bedrooms and the way it's all laid out. So I walk into one of the bathrooms or one of the bedrooms and it has a lovely ensuite and there's you giving her one.
Yeah, but like you have to walk through the bedroom to get to the ensuite, so it got into a one-way system. There wasn't really many people walking behind us, so it was a nice sunny day with its clothes on us, so went in. We're checking out the shower to see if the tube was fit in the shower.
So not only did you fit in the shower, you were able to actually do it in the shower.
You know, if it's not dangerous, it's not fun.
Do you know what? If it's the first time that there was ever anything in IKEA that wasn't flat packed.
I think I put a new name, but it comes flat packed. It comes flat.
And I'm assuming you weren't caught.
No, we weren't caught, but I think if we were, it would have been more fun. It was just the danger of doing it. Do you know what I mean?
And how long did it last?
I was only a quickie.
Must have been a very quickie.
I don't know.
I'm going to put bravado. 20 minutes is a quickie for me. Half an hour, it was just a quickie. I mean, I go for 2 hours on a normal day. Yeah, it's just
good. Now, I have to ask this question. So in IKEA, in the ensuite, obviously they're just samples. They don't have running water. You know, it's just for appearance's sake. Did you leave a mess behind you?
No, I didn't get to that stage. We didn't finish fully till we got in
the chair. Oh, Jesus.
Right, okay. So nobody in IKEA is any the wiser.
Not unless we have cameras there. We should ask them, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I don't know if they'd have... Well, they shouldn't have to have cameras in the en-suites in IKEA in case somebody has a shag
like
in the thing.
Who's walking through IKEA and the feeling takes them? IKEA's the most stressful, unless you're a stress sexer, right?
Whatever that is.
Like people have sex when they're stressed.
Right. You know what I mean? Shopping always has to be bored and stressed, but you know what I mean? Fun too.
Right, okay. IKEA in the ensuite. I never thought I'd ever hear the day, but you're, there you go. Thanks very much indeed for your call. 085-825-2626. Sorry, what are you saying
we
there?
We need more men, to be honest. It seems to be all like that's one guy who's come out. What's with the...
What do you want? He had sex in the ensuite in IKEA.
Why is it all the women spilling the beans? Pardon the pun.
We are going to press this button here and Katie is going to get her shit together. What are you actually doing there?
Oh, sorry. Can I do this? Hi, Eddie. sorry, guys. Just one sec. Hi, Eddie. Do you want to come on the show? Hi. Yeah? Okay, cool. I'm going to pop you through. We're just on the show now. Like, I'm... Say hi to everybody.
Right,
I'm going to pop you through, Eddie, okay? Thanks. Sorry about that, Adrian.
Okay, sorry about that. You're really letting the side down here, by the way.
I don't care. My mind is thrown. This is Eddie, by the way.
Okay. Because for anybody who's listening to this podcast, they don't hear all this shit.
No, it's very visual.
Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Evening, Adrian. You well?
I'm good. I saw a message you sent there a moment ago. Ring me, for fuck's sake.
She was ringing. There was no man. I went, fucking
cool. Okay,
right.
Eddie.
Here you are, Eddie. So tell me, where is the weirdest, strangest place ever?
On a pool table, in a pub, at about 1 o'clock in the day, on the top of Exmoor National Park.
On the top of what national park?
Exmoor National Park, when I lived in the UK.
In England?
Yeah. I was just out on my motorbike, right? Just whizzing around the moors, and I pulled in, and it was actually the barmaid. Never seen her since. Never spoke her. Didn't know her name.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You what? Walk into a bar, you yeah. shag the barmaid on the table, and you head yeah. on your way.
Yeah, and you know the funniest thing about it, right? I walked in, and we just got chatting, and she was all, I love the Irish accent, and start just joking. But she says to me, I never forget this as long as I live. She says to me, I took my lid off, right? And she went, oh, that's a nice helmet. And I said, wait till you see the other one. And it just took off like the banter was
really
flying.
Bad porno.
Sorry.
I'll never forget it.
You said to her, wait till you see the other one. And that did it for her.
And she just pissed herself laughing, yeah.
It's like, I can hear the name of it. Eddie has a steady.
Yeah. And I'm not joking, you hate it. It was probably the only time there was balls on the table. But
I hope they weren't purple.
Yeah, it was mental. And there was people in the pub down the other end of the pub.
I was about to say, so how do you progress from that point to doing her on the table?
I don't know. It just all happened. It was just the most surreal moment. And then 10 minutes later, I didn't even stay because I jumped in thinking, I'll just have a cup of tea and a sample. And I was so delighted with myself, I just left the garby bike and started whizzing around the hills.
And at what time did you wake up?
Seriously, this is about 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a pool table in a pub on the top of Exmoor National Park.
So the message is, if I want something like that to happen to me, I need to arrive into a bar with a helmet, and she says to me, oh, that's a lovely helmet, and I would say to her, well, you should see the other one.
Yeah, it just took off. She
so
just found it hilarious.
Eddie
and
Pool
just,
Q Eddie. That's your new nickname.
Ah, Eddie, I love it. That's a great story.
Brilliant.
And you've never seen her since?
No, God, no.
And you dream about her every day?
Probably little Eddie running around now. Jesus. No, God, Christ almighty. Right. Couldn't get out of here quick enough.
Good luck. Good luck.
Good luck, boy.
This is kind of disturbing, this conversation.
It is a little bit. Where am I going now? Sandra, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sandra?
How are you? How's it going?
Good.
Sandra.
So, Sandra, come on, tell me.
Well, I'll be totally honest. I'll have a list for you.
I love lists. Yeah, go on. I have a list.
Stop her with it. Right. I was in the bathroom in work. Okay.
The bathroom in work. Yeah.
That's one of them. Did it in the hay barn.
The hay barn. Yeah, yep. Yeah. Okay.
That was lovely. We're on the side of a motorway at night time.
In the car or out of the car? I don't know why that matters.
Of course it matters. What, you're having sex in the lay-by on a motorway with nobody around?
Maybe they went into the ditch.
No, on the car, Casey.
On the car, not even in the car.
No, not in the car.
Oh,
not
Jesus.
On the car.
On the lay-by, on the motorway.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
What do you mean, as you do?
As you do. when people are driving home from Japan, or whatever, you're tired. I need to stop for a minute. And we're chatting, and the heat of the moment, we got frisky, and we said, oh, Rebecca, come on, let's get out of the car and do it there and then. Yeah, no, that was fun. That was lovely, and the engine was too warm.
Well, nothing better. Right, I'm still working on our Katie here to get it out of her, but I haven't got it out of her yet.
A lady never tells.
I'm asking you, Katie.
No, I'm just letting everybody else tell me. I'm just the silent listener. I'm saying nothing.
Can you beat the newsroom and the radio station?
Really? The newsroom? Who?
In a radio station.
The microphones and stuff in the way.
Yeah.
The newsroom, really?
Yeah.
Ah, Adrian. I feel like I'm going to throw up.
I didn't know you then, though. No. This is Chris.
How are you, Adrian Kennedy? The lift of a hotel on holidays in Tenerife years ago. Some English bird. And the lift doors opened to some unsuspected couple that were waiting to board the lift. And unsurprisingly, it was a bit awkward, but funny story to tell years later.
I've never understood why anyone would want to do it in the lift, because the lift journey ends fairly quickly, unless you're going up like the Empire State Building or something.
I'd say there's a lot of men that's probably ample Susan time.
Down to the ground.
Then they have an excuse. It's not always like that, I swear. It's only because we're on time limit.
Are we done?
Which one of those was the best, I wonder?
There was loads of them. There was loads of them. Mm. I really enjoyed that. That's been a great Opinions Matter podcast. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed the podcast, or even if you didn't, please hit subscribe or follow, and we'll see you on the next one. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me turn everything into chaos.
Yeah, well, as always. And thank you for listening. We'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.